Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is not your host, Miss Campbell, Professor Campbell. She is on leave this week. And she asked me to sit in for her. The goal of the program is to inspire, inform, and to give insight regarding everyday challenges of life that not only women face, but that people face. And one of the things that she talked about last week was, was mental health. And suicide and all of that and how that is impacting our community. And I say our community is a sub-community of subset of the larger community. And today we're going to talk about music and its impact on our mental health of the community, my community. As I was growing up, how music, if we look at the lyrics and we look at how the lyrics, some of the themes of the lyrics, one of them was justice, integrity or reliance, self-respect, truth, love, justice, peace, and on and on and on. And whenever you stack that up against mental health issues, you begin to see how music was therapeutic for us in our community, because back then there was no therapist for us. Most of the time, there was little no therapist for most people. And whenever we begin to look at the music, look at the lyrics and what the lyrics said, and how that dealt with different aspects of our lives, and how it made our lives feel, and the changes that it brought to our lives. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the body of Christ, or the not the body of Christ, the church structure, then understand and embrace some of what was, not talking about that raunchy stuff now, not talking about all that stuff that we use music to control people. We use music to get what it was that we wanted from people. Because music made them feel a certain way, and the intent was not what they might have thought it was. And that was music. I want you to think about how music impacted and influenced your life. Think about it for a moment. What did the lyrics say to you? What did it make you feel? Did it produce stress in you? Did it de-stress you? I just want you to think about it for a change. And look at both the positive and the negative impact that music had on you. And still have on you. I know that for me, there's certain music that I used to listen to in the 70s, early 70s, I still listen to it today. And some of the issues that were discussed in those songs are still impacting us today. And I just want us to really think about things before we go running off believing what other people say that music is. I know when I was growing up, my ancestors talked about music as being of the devil, that music that's played, them blues, them rhythm and blues and all of that. That was the work of the devil. And if we think about all that stuff, now when I think about it, I sort of have a different opinion of the impact and how that music impacts. I want you to just think about it for a minute. All right, now, you thought about it. Was it negative thoughts that came to you or positive thoughts that came to you? Be honest and truthful. And let's think about it. My having been worked in a mental health center and having been a trained crisis trauma responder and having been a police chaplain for 20 plus years in a major city with a major police department, and five of those years I was the coordinator, and I watched how people's lives have been impacted by music, whether it was in the church or in the club. And I have to admit, some of the music that we got in the church, it created what? An emotional high. An emotional high. And at the time, that it was like a drug. It would take you up and you would forget all your cares. And I want you to think about that too, how music even is used even in the church. And as you think about it, you see how short-lived it was. But at the time, if you were stressed out about something, how it moves you into a level of peace and tranquility. You could sit there. And in the moment that you were in, your cares went away. Now, they will say, well, you should have put your cares on the Christ, on the Son, and you wouldn't have to see them again, per se. But think about music. I remember whenever I was in the hospital, from April the 25th, 1960 to July the 3rd. And late at night, music was soothing. It was quiet. There was nothing to do. You couldn't get up and go raid the refrigerator or anything. You were laying there, and your situation or circumstances that you were dealing with, you could allow them to like float over your head at that moment in time. And that was a level of peace, a quietness. And I try to replicate that even now when I wake up early in the morning and the house is quiet and peaceful. But because I don't want to disturb others, I don't put music on. But music is what used to get me through the night when I was in the hospital. And now let's take another look. Let's walk down memory lane now. You couldn't go to therapist because there wasn't a therapist. You couldn't really sit down with the preacher because they were so heavily minded until some of the response that you will receive would produce more stress than reduction of stress. And whenever you think about Bob Marley and some of his titles, some of his songs, his music that he went through, that you listened to, and you begin to see and understand how that was speaking to your situation and a circumstance. And as a result of that, you were able to transcend, to find some peace, get some peace, some comfort. And in that situation or circumstances that you were dealing with. And as we continue to deal with certain issues, we are able to see the other people, what other people are going through, and how they have dealt with their issues, that you're not alone, that you are in the midst of others. And as a result of that, you are still able to find some peace. And you're able to move past your situation and circumstance that you were dealing with. Now, if we will go to those clubs and we call them back then hole in the wall. And when you went there, the music that was playing, the people that you met there as well, they also helped you because they were not judgmental. Therapeutic. The whole process was therapeutic in a way. Yeah, there was all kinds of activity going on and went on, and you made adjustment to that. That didn't mean that you had to participate in those activities. But whenever you walked out of there, you felt refreshed. Somebody is going through or went through what you went through or what you're going through. And a lot of people said, oh, well, you should have went to church. Well, that's fine. Should have, would have, but they didn't. And you can find the Creator in situations and circumstances other than the church, because the Creator is the one that created it all. And the Creator still is in charge of that, of creation. And He also knows, He knows that those people that are in those clubs, the most of them are not going to be going into a church, into that building. And even whenever they go in that building, they are made to feel uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. So, how does He reach you? He can take that music. He can take that which the enemy and turn it around and touch the lives of the people. And the people come out there. It may not happen immediately, but it's a process. But and also, you begin to feel better, whether you want to admit it or not. But you felt better after you listen to that music, as opposed to not having the music. And you think about music in church. I know I used to enjoy the music. And I'd leave out of there, I felt good. It was very therapeutic for me. And that's what I'm calling music therapy. It talked about the love of God. It talked about love. It talked about situations and circumstances. So of that, you were able to transcend and survive for another week, whereas you would have gone into a deeper depression, a state of depression. Your anxiety would have been up, your anger, your frustration, and all of that. Overall stress would have been elevated. You were able to go back on that job or do whatever it was that you were doing for another 6 days. And that seventh day, you were able to come back again. And a lot of times, we don't remember what the preacher said, but we remember how the music made us feel. The music makes you feel. And whenever you think about it and sit there and you realize that it was, we'll call it therapeutic now, but back then we didn't call it therapeutic. And justice, that the songs talked about the problems that you had and the solution to your problems that you were going through. It wasn't talking about you specifically, but the problems that it was referencing, you were going through that. And you began to understand that you can move beyond those situations and circumstances that you were dealing with. Now, a lot of you will say, no, that's of the devil. Well, I'm here to tell you that who created the devil? The devil then created himself. The devil was created. So, if the devil was created, then who controls the devil? Who power does the devil have? Okay, we have to think about these things in terms of creation. God created the devil. And he created him, Lucifer. He created him not evil. He created him being good. He did not create a robot. Therefore, the devil had the opportunity, similar to what man had, freedom of choice. And the devil could choose. So, back to music. Music. I'm talking about music out of our culture, out of the minority group's culture. Even the Hispanic. I talked to a Hispanic friend of mine, and their whole thing was that music, it makes them feel, again, it has a similar feeling that we use music for. It helps us to understand our situation and circumstances, that we could get through it. And we didn't have to sit there and dwell on it. That was a temporary. And sometimes that is just long enough for us to realize that we who are believers, we are able to transcend and move beyond those situations and circumstances that we are dealing with. Blues, the blues, and people call them going to the honky tonk, and where they talked about their situation, we call it the blues. And because you were able to talk about it, you were able to find some peace within it. Now, I want you to think about music. What does music mean to you? How has music helped you to move beyond situations and circumstances that you were faced with? And was it always church music? And I'm here to tell you that in all cases, it wasn't always church music, but if you go back to the 70s now, what do you see? You see who? Marvin Gaye. What's going on? Who's going to save the children? He's talking about ecology. He talked about drugs. All of those situations and circumstances are still here. We are still dealing with them. We did not learn anything from that music. He was telling us that God was telling us through Marvin Gaye. And most of us, we're going to discount Marvin. Oh, no, he couldn't have been a God because he was a druggie and he did this and he did the other. How about David? Oh, well, David, he killed Goliath. Keep on. How about David? I think David sent the man off to die, didn't he? He took his wife, impregnated his wife, and tried to kill him. Nobody was perfect. Okay, you're one of your favorite person, Paul. Paul was killing people. I want us to give some thought to what it is that we say we believe. And as we look at music now. Music is what got our ancestors through. The music, whether it was church music or whether it was the blues. The blues. Even the dominant culture, it was the same for them. The coal miner's daughter. Somebody, I've forgotten that one. I've forgotten it now. It had to do with the fact that somebody had took somebody's lady, or that lady had left them for somebody else. Now, that happens. Now, if you listen to a song about that, what does it make? How does it make you feel? Does it make you depressed to hear it? Or does it give you an opportunity to say it? I know there's an area field of psychology where that if you just speak your problems and your situation, your circumstances, that's the beginning of healing. Music. I know music for me has helped me to get through situations and circumstances that I had to face in my life. Now, I'm opening the mics up. Like I said, I am not Ms. Campbell. Ms. Campbell talked about mental health issues. She read the articles last week, and there was a discussion about suicide, and they were good. So now I'm opening the mic and giving you an opportunity to tell me and tell all of us, to tell your listening audience, what impact did music have on you? Mic is open. I guess y'all don't listen to music. I guess music doesn't have an impact on you. And I guess you buy into that myth that music is of the devil and that you don't want to dignify it with a comment. But all right, we're going to move on. We have another 10 minutes, and then we will call it a day if there's no conversation. All right. We talked a little bit about the blues. Jazz is another. Jazz for me did what? Jazz for me helped me to transcend the physical situation and circumstances of my surroundings because it gave me the ability. If I played it, it gave me the ability to move beyond my situation or circumstances. In other words, it gave me faith, it gave me hope, and it empowered me to move beyond where I was at that particular time. And I remember playing in a concert band in high school. And I was at the band clinic, the district band clinic. And I remember to this day, the master singer, I think that's what the song title was, we were playing that. And I literally felt myself, because I played trombone, I literally felt myself filling the bell of that instrument and coming out of that bell and fill in that room. And that was something that happened to me in 1960, I think. No, 1961, because I got hurt in 60. 1961 is when that happened. And that was an experience that nobody could duplicate in a classroom. That was music. That music elevated me to another level, to a level that I could never have reached otherwise. And as I listened to jazz, Coltrane, it sounded like, when you first hear it, it sounded like a group, a musician tuning their horns. But if you sit there long enough, it will move you from where you presently are and to help you to transcend the physical and to connect to something that's beyond yourself and beyond that situation or circumstances that you are dealing with. So music is therapeutic. And that has been our therapy for years. And even before that, we had clinicians. And, well, church music, yeah, church music did the same thing. But back then, I wasn't really into church the way I'm into church now. I just saw it as a means of control. And I also saw it as where the little girls were, and that's where I wanted to be. And it's so, but some of the music, the quartets that we had that used to come and the groups that used to come and sing, and it was a situation at times that touched me in a way that nothing else would touch me, that I could feel free. I could feel that I had transcended whatever it was that I was dealing with. And music. But what did they do? They told us the music was bad, that music is of the devil. And they ran all of that stuff down. But nobody, we couldn't sit and talk to anybody about what we were going through, about what we were feeling. And that's what music, that's the value of music. Now, you say, all right, now what about hip-hop? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't understand it. And I didn't care to try to understand it because it was different. That was one of the reasons. It was different. And by us not getting involved in it, the enemy has taken it to the next level, to a very negative, evil level. And its impact on our offspring, it is terrific. It is terrible. It is calling our women out of their name. It is giving them permission to kill each other. That's what they're getting from the lyrics of the sound, of the lyrics of the music that they are listening to. Gangster rap. They call it gangster rap. If you hear something long enough, it's going to become real to you. I want us to see, we should have gotten involved. Forget the we. I should have gotten involved because I'm taking personal responsibility for my own actions. I refuse to even try. So now it's gone to the stream. You're trying to pull it back. It's a $1 billion industry. I just want us to think about music and what music does. And think about it. If you can, think about it, our ancestors and the impact that music had on them. I put the question to you one more time. And those of you who are listening via computers, If you so choose, you can type your question and email them to me at talkingdrums12@gmail.com. This is the Crown Talking Drum Internet Radio Station. And our objective is to inform, to empower our listeners, and to challenge our listeners to think for themselves, as opposed to allowing other people to think for them. To empower our people to read for themselves and not just listen to whatever we say over Crown Talking Drum Internet Radio Station, because we are human just like everybody else and we can make mistakes. And if we make any mistakes or making a statement that doesn't make sense, you can always email, send an email to crowntalkingdrums12@gmail.com, and somebody from the administrative office will be in contact with you, because we are about empowerment, empowering the community. We're not one of those stations that believes in conspiracy theories. And that's why we call ourselves Keeping It Real. We call ourselves applied knowledge, applied information. If you can't apply it to your daily living, then you need to send us an email and we will make the modification. And are you just going on down the dial or another email address until you find somebody that can meet your needs? And that comes from management. Now, back to the question. Is anybody who is listening by telephone, who called in, have any comments, any questions at this time? All right. Ms. Cameron will be back next week. She is on vacation this week. She's a professor at a community college in Colorado, and I'm sure that she will have an interesting topic. I'm not sure that she will have any more information regarding mental health and our community. And I just wanted to give you a quick synopsis of what music meant for me growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, when before we had therapists. All right. Then I want to thank everybody for calling in, and y'all have a great weekend, and shalom.